All right, I think we're live for this intro. This is take 7 or 8. The microphone, the webcam, something's not working. Not recording audio. It's all right. The podcast was good. Podcast is good to go. This intro is very difficult. Don't worry about that. Check out Tiny Sumo. If you like fight stuff, if you want to hear from people who actually know what they're talking about, niche people in the game for some detailed analysis, follow your boy Tiny Sumo. Check him out, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, social media, bro. Look it up. Type Tiny Sumo, you're going to find him. Young Jason Statham. Check out Jammu, get some Jammu into your life. DC Podcast gives you 20% off everything on our online store, which basically consists of Jammu and a few little bits of merchandise. So basically 20% off Jammu. Once again, Dog has decided to join me for the intro. He's learned how to open up doors now. Tzatziki time on Instagram if you want to see this dog opening doors and being a big old hassle. All right, today's podcast, great chat. We get into some things. It's a really good conversation. It's what I really like about podcasts is I didn't know a lot about Aaron going into this. I reached out to him purely based on recommendation from my wife that said, hey, you'll probably like this dude. Have a chat to him on your podcast. So I purposely didn't do any research beforehand because I wanted to go on that recommendation and see how it went. And glad I did. It's just really, it's really good talking to like-minded people that are happy to be open and honest about their path and where they got there. And I think he's doing some good things. So without further ado, Mr. Fit AF himself, it's the podcast.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
I'm going to get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. You're straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just going to get on with it.
Better not be honeybeating me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Okay, Zane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
Such an idiot.
Finger pain.
I'm the one that stole that sign, so you could say that.
I went to the McGregor Mayweather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I got sucked in.
Yeah? How much did that ticket cost?
I think we ended up paying $2,000.
That's not bad.
It wasn't bad. Like, we actually flew to Vegas without tickets. Wow. And we just landed on our feet.
That's my kind of living.
I like that very much.
Yeah, yeah.
you like talking, you like thinking about
it. Yeah,
that.
So we didn't. I've got a fighting background. I used to fight Thai boxing. And
yes, my research is correct. The first thing on my list of things to talk about is Muay Thai.
So, I'm a Mad McGregor fan. So my friend actually shouted me the ticket, the flight over, and then we just went and hung out. We even emailed him and said, hey man, fuck, we're coming over. We got nothing, obviously. But we're just like, we end up getting a ticket for the weigh-in, and then we got a ticket for the fight.
Wow.
Do you see that guy that snuck in?
Oh.
Yeah, the guys that, what'd they sneak in as? They fucking did a good job, didn't they?
They like printed up the press or security credentials and just walked in confident, which gets
crazy.
You very far in life.
Yeah, it gets you a lot of places.
Yeah, but good game face, I guess.
Seems to get me into kitchens.
That's it.
Do we want to keep that as the start of the podcast? Because screw up the intro anyway. Let's just start with the McGregor story.
That's a good start. For those of you watching and listening at home, Matt's doing the intro.
Yeah, this is why I do an intro afterwards, because we always forget to do an intro.
Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to start the ball rolling, because you mentioned it before, and I did some stalking. Muay Thai, how long did you do it for? Was it the only martial art you did?
Oh, actually, I'll go back a little bit. So I used to be a high-level soccer player, and I played that my whole life.
Yeah.
And then I used to just box. I really liked boxing. I didn't mind a fight back in the day as well, like not in the ring. But I just always did boxing. And then one day I was training with one of my mates, Andrew Keogh. He was a world champ. I was training with him, and he said, "I'm going to get you in a fight." So we went through.
So we went to the pub, and
it's pretty funny because my first fight was on the sunny coast, and it was in a car park, like underneath the government. It was the fucking funniest show I've ever been to. Anyway, so I had my first fight, and I just got addicted. And to be honest, soccer was getting to, you know, the end of it. I was getting a bit bored of it, and then I found that, and I was just like, I was actually addicted to Thai boxing. So then I went on from there, and I fought for 4 to 5 years, I took it very seriously. So I was training like 2 hours a day. I won a Queensland title, fought for an Australian title. Yeah, but the whole thing was I started at the age of 29, so I had my first fight at 29.
Yeah, that makes it hard.
It's tricky. Yeah.
So then I had, I had 17 fights. So I won my first. You know, I just kept winning, and it wasn't until, which was actually a bad thing to keep winning. You're better off having a loss early, I reckon, because then it's not all about winning. It's all about, you know, kind of progression and growth.
Yeah.
And then I had a loss. I lost to the same guy twice. He beat me for my Queensland title. He knocked the fuck out of me for my Queensland title. And then we actually fought for the Australian title, and he beat me again in points. But I think I actually won that one. But he definitely beat me on the first one. I invited 70 of my mates. Sold all these tickets. I was like the king ding-a-ling. And then I had the fight at the Greek club in Brisbane. And I kind of like, you know, I was winning all my fights. I'd just been to Thailand.
Yeah.
I fought in Thailand. I won over there.
Bulletproof.
And, mate, he hit me. The thing was I dropped 6 kilos. I fought it. I think it was 72 or 71 and a half. No, I think it was 72 and a half. And I dropped 6 kilos the day before, and it fucking smashed me. So he hit me with the right hand. I leg kicked him, and he hit me with the right hand in the first round, and I can't remember the first round.
Yeah.
But I went back to my corner, and my corner goes to me, "Are you all right?" And I fucking knew I wasn't all right. I was horrendous. And I was just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, just trying to talk myself into it. Anyway, it wasn't much of a punch, but and I won. When I watched the video, I won the first round. Second round, he went to he fake kicked me and overhanded me and bounced me back off the ropes. And instead of being an idiot, because I've never really been worried in a fight much, got knocked off the ropes and tried to get up, and his head kicked me, like full shin kicked me across the head.
Yeah,
and that was me out, right? Bang on my back. I didn't even take the count. I thought I was in a street fight.
Yeah.
Walked out and just started swinging. And have you ever seen one of them guys get knocked out where they go, where it goes, timber? So I was like that. Timber! Like that. It took so long for me to hit the ground because I saw the video.
Went stiff.
And on the ground, I was still throwing punches. So I was trying to get up, and the ref's like, "Nah, you're done.
You're done."
So that was my loss. That was my loss. But I learned a lot from that loss, and that's like, don't take guys lightly.
Yeah.
I didn't take them lightly. I don't know. Yeah, it was good to have a loss, I guess.
Oh, man. Yeah. That whole story was brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah, that loss was probably the highlight of my fight career. No, it wasn't. I fought him for the Australian title, and I think I beat him for the first two. I reckon he won the second. I beat him for the first two. Third was probably a draw, and then he probably came home a bit stronger than me. So, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty cool. So prior to that, you were just playing soccer at a professional level? Or?
Yeah, like I was semi-pro, so I'd be training twice. I was getting paid and whatnot, and I was getting paid, you know. So, yeah, it was like a semi-pro level. So you'd be like, what would you be now? You'd be like you'd be probably 2 or 3 under A-League.
Yep.
You know, the standard's gone right up as well.
Yeah.
So
is that like, this is just from a, like my own personal point of view, I always find it interesting. Like, is it the level where you quit to do it all the time, or is it the level where you still have to have a day job to pursue?
You have to have a job.
Yeah.
You have to have a job. We're getting 500, like I was getting paid quite well, and I was getting 500 a week.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got to have something else.
You've got to have something. Yes.
Or live at home with mum.
Yeah. Or both.
Yeah. Maybe I was living at home.
Were you working as well? Or?
Yeah, I was a PT. I had a PT business, and I also had, so that was a whole different game. So I've been a PT. I was a PT for about since I was about 18, 19.
Yeah, cool.
And then I moved from that into like a corporate health business and then a business coaching business for PTs and just progressed from there. But yeah, I was doing all that and then playing soccer on the side. But the soccer is only 2 to 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the weekends, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. So you've always like you've come from a very much a health and fitness background. Like you've been in the health and fitness industry pretty much the whole
time. Definitely.
And
definitely.
So now you were saying so fit. I can't remember if we were recording yet or not, but so Fit as Fuck is your brand as such.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then you've got a online and a physical.
Yeah. So it's do you want me to just explain
what it is
and how it started? Okay, so I can't talk a lot, so just stop me if I talk too much.
I don't have to listen.
People
to
are so sick of hearing us.
Fit as Fuck, okay. So the way that worked, I used to run a corporate health business called Fit As because my name's Aaron. My dad came up with the name Fit As, and that's actually my fight name. And you would have –
my fight name. Yeah.
So all the people in the gym, I was Fit As because there was actually – that's a whole other story, but we'll probably get into. There was three other Aarons in the gym.
Yeah.
So one was called Azatron or Big Az, and he was my trainer. And I was called Fit As. And then there was another guy. His name was Aaron Smith. Now, my trainer's name was actually Aaron Smith, but there was another guy called Aaron Smith, and he's called Aaron Smith. All right? So that all makes sense.
It's fucking
right?
Aaron Inception.
I was going to say, like, normally, because like, Matt, I've had the dual name problem as well. Normally, you just get called by your last name. But if there's two Aaron Smiths, the standard goes out the window. You've got to come up with a nickname.
So, shut up, Aaron.
One of the Aaron Smith is dark. So he's actually the black Aaron Smith.
Yeah, you only get away with that around.
And that's not racist. He calls himself it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You've got to be careful as well. Like, I got a couple mates that I play footy with that are the same. Like, there's times where you're just like, oh, if someone new comes to the club, like, you have to explain, like, there's one guy.
It's hard because, you know, and it'd be the same. The fight gym's a boys' club as well. Like, it's very much a, you know, male environment. So where were we?
Fit as, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Cool, because I'd forgotten.
So, so,
that's why I keep me around.
So the name, so that's what happened with the name. So it started Fit As. Now, Giorgio, my current business partner, he used to run corporate health sessions for me. And I did Fit As business coaching. We did a corporate health program called Overhaul. So we used to go into Brisbane City and train all the companies. And then I had a national program called Fit As Corporate Health. And we had offices all around the country doing corporate health, like these 10-week overhaul programs, which worked really well. I'd go down and do a health talk for them. They'd train with the trainer twice a week. They'd all get a diary, shirt, all the rest of it. So then the GFC hit, and that kind of all got pulled away. And at the same kind of time, I started fighting. So all my efforts were put into fighting. So the corporate health thing kind of died. And then Giorgio wanted to do some stuff because he loved the name Fit As. When we got shirts made up, everyone's like, hey, man, can I get a shirt? Can I get a shirt? We love the name, but love the name. So Giorgio's like, Aaron, I want to buy the business. And I said, well, it's not for sale. Let's just start to do some stuff together.
Yeah.
So then he started an Instagram page and we ended up getting like, I think 20,000 followers. This is when followers were easy to get.
Yeah.
It's changed these days. And then he started and he put up a post called, he put up Fit As FK on one of his hashtags and everyone started rehashtagging it and whatnot. So it went quite well. He's like, Aaron, I want to change your name. I was like, yeah, cool. Well, I didn't actually say, yeah, cool. I was like, oh, I don't know. Will it work? Like, it's swearing, blah, blah, blah. But thank God he did change your name because everyone loved it now, you know?
Yeah.
So then we changed the name. So then we had to develop a politically correct version of the name, which is Fit As FK. And what does FK stands for? It's functional kinetics. And I've got to give a shout out to Shane who gave us that name. He developed our logo. He goes, boys, I've got to give him a shout out because he developed the logo, helped us with the name, whatnot. So Shane, I don't know what your tagline is, Shane, but that one's for you because you helped us.
We'll find him.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That logo.
That is the most obviously come up with after the acronym name I've ever heard.
It has FK. We need a functional kinetics. So No, but when I'm talking on the phone and when I'm talking in a professional manner, I'll say fit as FK, because if you're talking to someone on the phone, you don't know them. You're not going to, you know, swear.
Yes, swear, yeah.
And you've got to be careful how you use it. You've got to be careful how you use the FK. But we got a tone of voice done by a mob in Sydney. We paid actually 10 grand for the tone of voice, which is a lot of money. But we were shying away from the FK, and they're like, hey, man, you've got to run with this FK thing. So they came up with this tone of voice, like, fuck excuses, start today, like all this FK kind of stuff. And then we really brought that home with all of our branding.
Yeah.
And it worked really well. So that's there. Okay, I think I missed a step. So then we came up with this Instagram page. We're just getting followers. And Giorgio put on the bio, sign up now for your 28-day guide.
Yeah.
So then he rings me one day and he's like, Aaron, like, do you want to?
I need
you
a 28-day guide.
He's like, do you want to make some money? And I'm like, fucking oath, I want to make some money. He goes, we've got 12,000 people signed up for this 28-day guide. And I'm like, fuck, we better make this guide. So we had to design the guide, make it. We were working on the guide, but it was kind of like a secondary.
Yeah, we've got things like that too. Yeah. We've written them on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just hustled to do it. And then we brought the guide out. So we probably put about 10 grand each of our own money in, bought the guide out, and it's made money ever since. So it's made money every day ever since, which is crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's insane.
So we made like 8 grand our first day, and then we just kept making money. And it was people just eating this guide up. And then it went from there and it developed. Where'd we go from there? So then we bought a cookbook out, then we bought a 28-day guide out, then we bought a
men's gay guide.
No, actually, that's a funny story, because we did. So we had a guy that we worked with who was pretty big in the gay market. So we did a gay guide. You know, it wasn't called a gay guide, but his market was gay, and it was all
the
kind
front of page of it was a picture of a man in a mankini.
Man, he had DTs on. All right, so he didn't have a mankini on, but he had DTs. So we did that, and then where'd we go from there? And then the gym came up. An option to get the gym in Kangaroo Point. And I actually didn't want to do it. I was like, oh, man, I just want to stay online. It's, you know, I can travel. I can, you know, our bricks and mortar business, you know, like, you kind of takes a lot of energy and it's,
you're
chained to it. Exactly. So then we, thank God we did. So then we're going to get into this, the whole thing, how the gym came about. So then we started designing the gym. My wife Yasmin was a interior designer.
Yeah.
So we would go in on the weekends and design it, and she worked for Upfield in the town, and then we came up with concepts and we'd thrown these concepts around. Anyway, she did the whole layout, did the design. We're going through DA to get the permission, the use change, the permitted use change. And so a month out from that, Yazzie got hit by a car. A month out from the opening, Yazzie actually got hit. Yeah, well, no, it wasn't a month out. A month out from the permission to change the use. She was hit by a car 200 meters from home. So, and then she passed away on the spot. So it was actually really, really strange how it happened, that her passing was like, just gave this the gym and the space such another dimension. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen the mural or any stuff like that, but we painted a mural of her. And the gym actually came out. My brother came on board with the gym. And after going through the grief, because obviously my wife and I worked together 5 years, and she was absolutely the love of my life. Like, you know, it was like an amazing love that, you know, I'm blessed to have had, you know, like, to be honest, like, when I look back at it now, like, I wish she was still here, but I've just got to be grateful for even, you know, having that, because everyone used to look up to us and go, man, that was a crazy love that you guys had. But, you know, I get to, you know, honor her now and the business and how we do things. And the gyms are definitely a special place, you know. So my brother came on board. He's a builder, and we built the gym together, and it was actually quite extraordinary, like, just to be able to, like, fuck, when you go through something like that, to be able to, like, fuck, man, you don't want to even get out of bed. Like, you don't. Like, and I think all things coming together. Like me, my life as a fighter and my life as a sportsman kind of helped me be mentally strong and just fucking grind it out. Like, you know, like when you're hurt and when you've got pain, when you're fighting, you just push, you just get alert. Like you, when you're training for a fight, you actually, you're looking for the pain because the pain's the improvement.
Yeah.
You know, like that pain is where you're looking, like, at anything up to the pain. I learned that from an early age, is just maintaining. But that 10% of where you get the pain, and that's when you push through it, that's when you improve. So my ability to fucking channel that, you know, and looking back at it now, I'm actually grateful that I was, you know, I had that time as a fighter to really hone them type of skills.
Yeah.
So then, you know, like, fuck, just getting up every day. But it gave me a reason to get up, you know. Yeah. If I was going to a dead-end job and I didn't, you know, I wasn't building something, I didn't have a purpose, then I think I really would have gone the other way. Yeah, I would have definitely gone the other way. So it was kind of, it was really weird how it happened all at the same time, you know. It was like that happened and then this happened and then the timeline in which it occurred kind of was unusual, but I actually have a greater understanding of it now, and I understand that was just the way that it was all planned and meant to be, you know. Yeah.
That's full on.
Yeah, well, it's full on, bro. Full on fucking me 2 years ago is a different person to now, like, fucking totally different.
Yeah.
A lot more scarred, a lot more I don't know. Like you've been through a bit, you know?
Yeah.
But not worse off for it, kind of better off for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You've survived 100% of your toughest days so far, and you're still here.
Yeah, well, nothing else can hurt. Like, to be honest, like, I think a few things could hurt you, but nothing really. Like, I'm not scared of death. I'm not scared of. It's funny, like, you know, I've got a different understanding about the afterlife now.
Yeah.
You know, like, without going too deep into all that, like, it's, you know, fuck. Without sounding real bad, like, if I died, I wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand your sentiment.
Take you know, out like, of context.
I'm not going to choose myself. I'm not going to choose to kill myself. But, like, say if I was dying, like, I'm going to see Yazzie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Like, it gives you a different perspective.
Keep going.
So where are you now? You look like you're outside, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going down the river, which is just in Kangaroo Point. I needed to get out of the office anyway.
I'm assuming Queensland.
Yeah, Queensland.
It sounds Queenslandy, doesn't it?
It is.
You have done your research.
Up here.
So that was that part.
Yes, I don't know. It's hard to kind of talk about much else after that because that's a full on story.
Yeah, it is. I guess we can keep talking about. Man, like, we did a fly-through. Like, I paid for, like, we're doing pre-sales for the gym. We did a fly-through based on Yazzie's design. And, man, the fly-through, if I was like, fuck, if I can make this gym look like anything like the fly-through, then we're killing it. And I'm telling you now, if I go back through that fly-through now, the gym looks fucking, like, 90% like it. Like, my brother really came through on that. Like, he just built this thing. Like, it's, man, everyone that goes in that space is just like, fuck.
How big this is it? Cool. Like, what's the dynamic? Like, how does
It's 650 square meters.
Yeah.
So we've got 100 square meters upstairs. I should probably have stayed in there and just showed you it all. But it's got six. So it's about 550 of gym floor. It's got a lot of boxing, a lot of free weights, that kind of stuff. Mainly classes based gym. When I went up to my fight gym, you know, after Yazzie passed, probably about 2 months, and some guy came to me. He's like, "Oh, I've got a mate. He wants to." His name's my mate's name's Shane. He actually fought Kimbo Slice. You remember that guy that fought Kimbo Slice, the pre Anthony Mundine fight, nearly knocked him out?
Yes, anyway, I do. I was at the pub and I saw that fight.
Okay,
I don't watch much boxing, but I did see that fight.
Yeah, so that's Shane, and he his mate of his, Lee Harnden, he actually said, I want to do something for Aaron. And I was like, oh, what does he do? He goes, oh, he does oversized portraits. And I was like, fuck, well, we're building the gym. So he's the one that did the portrait. And all the corporate box boys came together and paid for it and everything. So that was pretty crazy. So we did a mural. And the mural, I don't know, it's of I used to do – Yazzie used to be a model for our for the Instagram for the Fit as Fuck page and whatnot. And it was actually a photo shoot that I was producing, and we had the photographer, and I was making Yazzie laugh. And Yazzie, that was the whole thing about Yazzie. She just fucking laughed, and she's just like a such a beautiful, like, not just to look at, but just a like a beautiful soul, you know. And the photo is actually her sitting laughing at me, you know. So it's a pretty cool thing to have to look at every day, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would it would invoke a good emotional reaction, I guess. Like a good, it's a good emotional memory.
Yeah, and not even just for me, like just people that come in the gym, it's just friendly image, people walk in, like it just, man, it just sets a different tone for that gym, and that the energy of the gym is fucking something else because of, you know, what went on and because of who we are and just, yeah, it's a special place, like we get to help a lot of people and, you know, we get to heal ourselves and, you know, I love it there. I definitely love it there.
So would you ever look at expanding into more physical spaces, or because of that relationship you've got with that physical space, do you think you would only, like, you'd
I actually think, one? Yeah, I've been asked, to franchise it a couple of times, and I never say never, but at this stage of where the business is at, it's definitely a no.
Yeah.
Our business at the moment, we're just about to launch an app. Another funny story. So Yazzie's brother, the night before she passed, they met for dinner, and I was up at the gym and I hung out with them having dinner. So I used to train at a gym. Me and Yazzie used to train at a gym near the house. And then he told her at that day that he was going to go into app development.
Yeah.
So then she passed the next morning. So he gave up his job, went into app development. Did this course, got the diploma, etc. And then we needed an app developed for the gym, and it was kind of like a trial. I was like, here, man, we need a booking app built for the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go do it. He went and did it, nailed it. And I was like, well, we need to build an app for our online guides. So now the guides are becoming an online app.
Yeah.
And he works for us full time now, so which is cool.
It's gone
full circle. So he's in there as well. So he's building. We'll probably launch the app later this year. So that's a big part of our business that it has a lot of potential, that part of the business. And then the other project I've been working on is actually an activewear range that we've been working on for about 9 months. So I just got back from China for 2 weeks. So because of our following, a female-based following, et cetera, blah, 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 I've got a bit of I love fashion, so I've got a bit of an eye for that kind of stuff. So we're developing the line at the moment, so that should be out January.
Yeah.
So that's the focus at the moment. So no real need to look at anything else for the moment. Yeah. It's pretty fucking.
It's funny it's how pretty that fucking, happens, isn't it? Like Matt and I have got a pretty good, like, we've got an interesting dynamic because I'll go off and like fluff around and find things that I like, but I don't have. Well, and I don't think either of us before we started doing this had any real concept for like the amount of fucking work that goes, like people are like, people on the outside will look at you and be like, oh, you should do this. And it's like, that's a great idea. But like, do you have any, like you just said, I've been to China for 2 weeks, like, and it's not going to be released till January. Like we looked at trying to get some activewear stuff done a year ago, probably more. Over a year ago. Like, and that's been, again, put on the back burner because it's like, fuck. Like you think it's as easy as just going online.
Nah, like, man, we've been working on it 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It just, like, I was laughing. A guy that I know that's got a coffee shop, like a coffee caravan on the side of a main road here. We were laughing about it the other day because he was saying how many people he gets come in, again, like working a dead end, like a job that they not don't necessarily enjoy. And everyone comes in, they got their 2 cents. It's like, oh, do you know what you need to do here? And he's like, I've got to the point where I just want to tell them to fuck off. Like, I know exactly what I need to do. It's what I'm doing right now.
Man, like, and it gets, like, I don't know about you guys, but it gets to my level. I'm like, my head is full.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear shit. Yeah. I don't want to hear shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, Yeah, man, cool idea. Like, I might think about that in 3 years. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'll put it in the Rolodex.
Yeah, I've got a heap of other shit that I'm working on at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. I don't know. In a weird way, it's nice to, yeah, like to hear you saying the stuff you're saying sort of validates some of my thought patterns sometimes. And like, it's like, all right, we're working on these things now. Everything else can just sort of, like, just, you know, go back here somewhere.
That's really, it's, man, and we're one of them companies that we're in everything. Like, we did burpees for the bush. We're always in a charity. Like, we're always, we're just that, I don't know. We've got to learn to say no a little bit more, but we're just in that frame of mind. And that's not us being heroes. It's just how, it's just how we are. We're just like, yeah, cool. And, it, you know, you guys asked me to do this and I've got a fucking 100 meetings today. And I'm like, yeah, let's fucking do it.
Yeah. Oh, now you said before you're fasting. You're on 700 calories a day. What, A, yeah. Y, B, Y?
Okay, I needed a bit of a reset. I'm a lot about health as well as anti-aging, but I'm the oldest guy around with all the crew. They're all about 10 years younger than me, so I've got to keep it tight, bro. I've got to keep it tight. Well, I've got my hat on, so you can't see the grays. You know?
No, it is a Cisco thing.
I was in Europe for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of traveling. I was in China for two. I'm a veggie, and trying to eat non-meat overseas is fucking hard. You're just eating rubbish.
Yeah.
So I just needed a clean out. So once again, another company approached us called the Compounding Lab. They wanted us to come do a vitamin B shot. So we went, and then they started talking about this fast. I said, fuck, it works. Let's do it. So we did it the next week. And I woke up Monday and I was like, man, I didn't eat enough all weekend. And I knew that it was the worst week for me to do it.
Yeah.
But I got an email from them. I nearly said, can we wait for the weekend after? And I was like, I got an email from them, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, we're fucking in. Let's do it. Yeah. So we're doing it.
So but, you know,
man, it's first day was – it's not actually that hard. I've done worse. But when I do a fast, I do something like this related. I lose a lot of weight and it kind of hurts my body a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've just got to be a little bit careful with regards to not give my body enough nourishment. So this one it's basically whole foods. A lot of them soups, they give you a pre-package. It's not that hardcore, really. It's 1,000 calories for your first day and then it's 770. So, but this morning I had a nut bar. Obviously I don't drink a lot of milk. Eat a lot of dairy. I don't eat meat. I tend to eat a bit of bread. That's probably something I'd drop out. Yeah. Not a lot, but I eat bread. You know, I'd probably be eating eggs and whatnot. I do eat whole foods, and I don't eat sugar that much. I might have sugar every now and then.
Yeah.
So it's not that much of a drastic about what I'm consuming. It's just the amount of calories that I'm consuming.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I would, you know, for me to output, like I'm doing 12-hour days, training, you know, like hustling, you know, sleeping. Yeah, just going nuts. You need calories, you know. Yeah. That's the only. But it's funny that I'm still got mental focus. Like the mental focus hasn't dropped off yet.
Yeah.
And I've trained weights. Normally I'd be at the fight gym, but I can't afford to lose any more weight because I know I'm going to be fucking swimming in my clothes by the end of the week.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing weights all week, just trying to keep my weight on.
That is the one thing I find with the calorie restriction, because I tried a ketogenic diet again a couple of weeks ago, and that's the biggest. I can do weights, I can do all my exercising, like I do martial arts as well. That's where I find the calorie restrictions or the no carbohydrates really kill me.
Yeah,
because that extra gear you've got to hit to. Well, I do more grappling based stuff, so to, you know, get the throw or get the takedown, opposed to, you know,
strike. So you need that power, explosiveness. Yeah.
And it's just not there. And it sucks. And like, it sucks your ego. Because you're like, I know I can do this. Like, it's my body's letting me down from doing something that I've worked hard to be able to do.
Yeah.
The ego is a motherfucker. Man, I was in the gym last night and one of the guys go to me, hey, are you going to lift that skinny? And I was like, I'm feeling skinny right now, but I'll fucking knock you out. All right. I'm like, okay, big muscle man, I'm about to knock you out. Right? And there was three of them. I was like, I'll fight all fucking three of you right now. Let's go. No, it went because that was my ego talk, and it was like, okay, you're feeling skinny, and someone called you skinny. Fuck, you know.
You hit right on one of my insecurities.
Yeah. You know, I was feeling insecure last night. I was, and I was looking in the mirror. I was like, fuck, you look skinny. You look like a little kid. Because that's the whole thing. When you fight, you're skinny. Like it's, you know, and you've got this thing. I used to be muscly. I've done bodybuilding show before, so I've been big, and then you've gone all the way from that straight to you're dropping 10 kilos. You know?
Especially Thai boxing, man. You want to be like, that's long, all about.
You want to be long and skinny. I'm 4'72" and I'm still fighting someone 6'2", 6'3".
And they're
push kicking you in the face, head kicking you. You know, like it's hard. It's a hard kind of game. But in saying that, once again, that preparation of me being undernourished and still training, because I've done that for fights. So
yeah.
I can mentally just fucking like. When it comes to, I can push it, but I don't actually want to be skinny.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't, right now I've got to look like I'm healthy. So the gym people are like, oh, he's healthy.
And, I should listen to him.
They want to look like getting malnourished, bro. You know, like they don't want to like, what's this guy doing? He's got fucking AIDS or something. What's
Not again.
He's like, you know, he's too skinny, you know, like, yeah. And that's the thing. I was the fittest I'd ever been when I was fighting.
Yeah.
Right. But, man, I just didn't look healthy at all.
Yeah. Was it like, I was chatting to one of our mates who fights, he's got a fight coming up, Luke, the other day. Yeah. Like, he was talking about his, like, weight cuts and, like, where he was fighting at. And he's, what would he be, 6'3", I think? He's pretty tall. He's taller than you and me.
6'1", 6'2", yeah.
Yeah. And he's, he was saying, like, he's fighting at, I feel like it was...
It'd be 77 because he's welterweight.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck. But then I looked at the guy that he was fighting, and the guy that he was fighting was like, again, like probably my height, if not shorter, again, like probably sub 6'4".
Yeah.
And I was like, he's going to be a bit stockier. But all of a sudden, you're fighting someone that's got like a massive reach advantage. Like, you know,
exactly.
You got these big long legs, and it's not as hard for him to kick you in the head as it is for you to kick him in the head, because his head's another 3 inches.
Mate, totally different. And muscle doesn't count for much in there. Yeah. It just doesn't. And because of all the weird years of weights and soccer, like I was finding I was running, but the running kind of made me heavy because it's just building up my leg muscles, you know, like where I'd probably better just doing something non-impact for my cardio, you know.
Yeah.
But you work these things out, you know, and I reckon if I started early, I would have worked a lot. And you get your weight cut, you start to know where you need to be and how many you're going to lose there. And after you do it so many times, you get your weight cut. And you know what? How to refuel, you don't go too high GI, so you spike your glycogen levels. Like, it's just things you learn along the way, you know. Like, and it's just, everyone's different. Like, you learn what works for you, I learn what works for me, you know. You kind of, it's a different. But in saying that, like, this fast, I've just done it to clean my body out. I just want to clean my body out more than anything. I just think it needs a bit of a clean out at the moment.
I get you. Yeah. So that's the same reason I did the keto for a couple of weeks. I'm never gonna do this for the rest of my life. I know.
Yeah.
I don't like to do anything forever. I like to do anything in spurts. But I just come off of my first ever anti-diet, I guess. So I'm like, you know, since I was 18, I haven't really had a period of time where I let myself relax, eat shit. Yeah. You know, so I'm like, you know what? It's been 10 years. Or 12 years, I'm going to have an 8-week period where I'm literally just going, I'm going to train hard. I still eat relatively healthy anyway, but I'm like, you know, if I want to have a beer, I have a beer. If I want to have extra, if I want to go and get some hot chips from the fish and chip shop, I'm going to have hot chips from the fish and chip shop.
So I'm relaxed like that. I'll do it all. Like I'll have a beer and, you know, I'll have a chip. I don't mind. And man, this is the other thing. This is the funniest thing about Yazzie. Yazzie was always ripped and everyone was like, oh man, well, how come she lean? She would eat more than me. Swear to God. Like, I was just like, when I was with her, it was like every week, every night, we were like all the weekends, we'd eat out all weekend and her favorite foods were pizza and bread and cheese.
Yeah.
And that was it. You know, so I probably eat a lot healthier now comparatively. Man, I want to tell you about something actually. I don't know if you guys seem like you might want to do it, but there's a thing called Cambo. Have you ever heard of that?
Cambo, no.
Yeah, it's frog poison. It's good for a detox.
All right, you had me at frog poison.
You had my attention.
Yeah, wait up. You've got, wait up. Let's see if I got these. So I don't know if you can see the white marks on me. Can you see the white marks? Okay. So what they do is they burn your skin and then with a match kind of thing, and then they put this frog poison. It's called Amazonian frog poison, right? But, bro, it's the best way to reset mentally, reset physically. The poison goes to anywhere where your body needs it. So if your lymph nodes are out, if your what's-his-name's out, man, look into it. It's fucking like... I'm just gonna write this down real quick.
Is it like ayahuasca or DMT, or is it?
No, it's not hallucinogen. It's more of a healing practice.
Yeah.
So ayahuasca and DMT, that's about seeing the other sides, and
it also does
a lot of mental healing. But this does a lot of things physically for you.
Amazonian frog poison.
Cambo.
It immediately sounds like a bad idea. So that's what.
Man,
makes me
I reckon you guys should actually do it on your podcast. That's what you actually should do. But I've got to warn you, you probably vomit for about half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've typed it into Google to research.
Look it up. The only reason I said that is because detox kind of came up.
Yeah. I think speaking of detox, want to poison yourself and vomit for half a day? Sure.
I don't know how you picked up on it, but that is the type of thing I find appealing.
Man, I could just tell. I could just tell.
Yeah.
You should check it out. You know, I don't know. I just had this feeling someone needs to know about Cambo.
Yep. They need to know about the frogs.
Yeah, you got to know about the frogs. Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I don't know where to go.
That wasn't on your list, was it?
That, you've thrown me right off my list.
Yeah, it's like a Cambo. Just chuck it in there. What else do we have? I don't know. You guys go. Give me a question.
Well, do you know anything about us? I suppose we should tell you. Like, it's interesting. Like, hearing you speak, it makes sense why my wife suggested I talk to you. Like, it sounds like you're much further down a path that we are very interested in. It's like, so we're still relatively small. Like, I still have a day job. Jimmy Bang Bang over here has jumped off the cliff. But we're
I'm
not.
Hustling.
Yeah, we're certainly not living off of our business at the moment.
Got you.
But we've got. It's a similar thing. Like, ours came from sitting around a campfire having a beer and going, there's got to be something else that we could be doing. And we kind of started, you know, we bought the domain name, we started the website without really knowing what we were going to do.
Yeah, cool. That's always positive.
So we actually started with a similar vein to what you were talking about in terms of, we'll start doing some online stuff. You know, we'll have some articles and recipes and whatnot. And we've still got that, but we're not actively fueling that anymore. We still want to try and build the online community, but we kind of fell into our magical. We now we sell magic juice on the internet. We'll send you a bottle. We're in Bali. We're at we're training at Bali MMA at the fight camp there. Just for funsies, not for any particular reason.
Yeah.
But there's this thing called Jamu Tonic over there, which is turmeric, ginger, garlic, couple of other bits and pieces. I should know since we make it. Since I'm making it again tomorrow, but
Friday.
Yeah, we stumbled across that and it was similar. That's kind of where our physical product came from. It's like, this is really good. James started making it for me and started making it for himself, and then you know, friends and family started wanting it, and it's kind of turned into that's kind of the focal point of the business at the moment. It's like we didn't intend to, but we accidentally made something that people like.
Yeah.
So. What do you want to know? Ask me where you want to go with it.
Well, I've kind of picked up. The big thing for me is like, it's nice getting the...
Hey, first of all, how are you getting it out to the market?
Well, we've got online and physical. So we're at the moment, we're in physical locations in Adelaide because we can
wholesale
distribution. Yeah. And we also sell it online, which is significantly smaller than our...
Fuck, you know what you need to do? You need to tie it into a detox.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
So what you should do is, I don't know, like you've got to do your research around, like that's just an idea, that's just me spitballing. If you tie it around some intellectual property and then it's linked to the intellectual property, and the reason I said that is because the stuff I'm doing with the compound land, I've got this intact intellectual property that they're giving me, and then they're also giving me the supplies. Yeah. So it makes me, you know, it's a two-stop shop of being able to do that. And if this juice is really healthy and beneficial, I would just be tying into that and then try to get selling that point. For your juice, like I always think it's better selling the result than the product as well. So always think about that. like, what is this juice going to do for me? You know, and like, just really hone in on that. Are you guys doing Facebook ads and whatnot?
Dabbling. We've done a little bit, but yeah. I found not a lot of success with the old Facebook ads. Instagram yeah. ads, before they did the changeover the last month ago, like, we were getting pretty good engagement with not much money down. Well, little yeah. to no money. But the last month, they've obviously changed something. Since Facebook have started running ads on TV, all of our engagement has dropped significantly and the ads have stopped working. So,
okay. So one thing that I can tell you when you're marketing your product, especially on an online basis, pick your number one customer
yeah.
and market to them.
Yeah.
Just pick a customer and find out everything you can about them, right? And really hone it down to what they do, where they work. You know, just pick someone that loves your product, right? Yeah. And just understand them and then just market to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Now, if you can do that, you're going to pick the other guys up along the way as well. So, you know, like that's a big suggestion that I'd suggest for you. And I would say I would go back and rework the product a little bit more in that IP sense.
Yeah.
And how does it stand up from the market? And the IP will help you let it stand up from the market.
Yeah. True.
That's just me being real quick. And hopefully I hit the nail a little bit or gave you some information there, because I probably have to understand it a little bit more to give you a bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. We weren't trying to get some free consulting out of you anyway.
No, we
certainly appreciate the feedback. You've seen it pretty well.
Oh, you're muted.
We've lost your audio.
Did you mute us? Uh-oh.
Are we mute? No, we still can't hear you, man.
Maybe unplug your headphones and plug them back in. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh, heard
something came
for
back
a second that came
I
back.
I reckon you've got a dodgy cable. This is going to be fun. Don't edit this out of the podcast.
Oh, never. Never edit. Do you want us to hang up and recall? I don't know why I'm asking. It's ready for a response we can't hear. Let's try that.
We're going to hang up and call you back. Welcome to the jungle. This is still recording. I'll just talk. I'll talk to myself while Matt does things. why did I say that? It's the thing that I can't do.
Talk to you.
Yeah. I'm terrible at doing this. Why did I?
Okay.
We're back.
The wonders of turning it off and on again.
Blame Facebook for that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely.
Well, no. I bet you. You know what? Let's get our conspiracy theory hats on. They're recording. They're listening to our data right now, and we just said that their advertising's got bad, so they've cut the cord.
That's what it is. But I said it was good.
So So that's why they were confused.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do here? Do we cut them off, or do we let them keep going?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, listen, guys. Like, I'm always. We're that type of people. Like, I'm probably not even the best guy to talk to about that. Like, my business partner, he does most of the online stuff.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the marketing, the online marketing, but the finicky stuff around Facebook, he's the man that runs that. Man, and we're always happy to help. So if you guys want to set up a phone call or whatnot, we're always willing to help out.
Let's just stay in Queensland. It's warm up.
Yeah.
You got
just come in,
to sleep on?
Train in the gym. I'm walking back to the gym, so you're going to be able to see the gym in a sec.
Yeah, sweet.
So man, that, like, just looking at it from a that's just an idea for you that might work, might not.
Yeah, no, that's we've sort of touched on it, I think, with like talking to a few local suppliers that do meals, do pre-made meals. So we like that. I see that as like down a similar vein, but yeah, with tying it to an eating plan or a or, you know, I don't know, maybe we'll send you some and get you to take it every morning for a week.
I can do that. The other thing you could do is, man, it'd be good if you got something on subscription, eh? Do you guys have subscription?
No, with something I've played with it. I'm going to be honest, I'm not quite sure how to do it on the WordPress. So I have put it in the worry about that later column.
I'm gonna get I'm going to get harassed here. One sec.
Yeah.
Here's this Yazzie's dad.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Hello. I'm going to finish this phone call and look. Okay. Yeah, how are you? Good?
Yeah.
One sec.
I just want to say hello.
No, I'm here. Give me five. Okay, one sec. I'm going to have to. I'm going to go in a sec. One sec.
Oh, good, man.
I'm just going to show you in the gym. Clint, come in.
So do you have
24/7
access, or is it
manned? I'll show you the outside first, one sec. We got this kind of cool cafe across the road.
Do you own the cafe, or is that a coincidence?
Oh, one of the guys from the gym owns the cafe. Right, and then we've got, this is the gym.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, and then this is me walking in the door. Can I, how do you turn this around?
I feel like it might not let you while you're in the
car. Okay, that's cool.
You're wrong.
I'm going to show you around.
We're in Facebook. If you touch the screen, there should be a little button up on the top right.
This button here.
There's the camera button will turn your camera off, but there might be a...
No, that's cool. We'll just leave it. I'll show you the rest.
Way. Yeah. Turn the phone.
Yeah, do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay, cool. Good way. All right, so this is reception.
Yeah.
So you walk in. Say good day, Glenn. Say good day. And then you walk in the room. So that's the mural I told you about.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Is that painted?
Yeah, painted.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And then this is the gym. It's got the crew. And yeah, it's quite quiet this time. So it goes around here.
Do you have manned hours and unmanned? Like, is it 24/7 access? Or?
It is. You can get. So it's 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, and then you've got also little kiddies room here, and then you've also got toilets. Then you've also got. So we've got staffed hours, so when the class is on, it's staffed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one sec, I'll turn you around. You guys, good. You can see.
Yeah.
So it's Monday to Friday, 5 till 9, and then 6 till 8 on the weekend. So this is the online business upstairs.
Yeah, right.
Here.
This is very much. Buddy.
This is how this goes down. This is Macca. This is the kitchen. We'll just see the team.
You got any vacancies?
That's Caleb I was telling you about before. Say good day.
Hey.
This is the online world. I'm going to knock on now. Say good day. None of your business. All right. That's my office in there. That's it.
Who are you talking to? None of your business.
Nanya.
Yeah.
Talking to Nanya.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's the gym.
That's awesome.
Thought I'd give you a quick
that, that's around. Pretty much like, that's the exactly how the type of thing I pictured in my head for our end state.
Yeah, that's our reward to ourselves. Yeah
perfect. Why not? Boys, I'm going to have to probably run, eh?
That's good.
No, it's good, man. That's perfect.
Yeah,
worked out. Like, I looked at the time, it's 1:01. Fuck, we timed that pretty well.
Perfect, mate. We're professionals.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, we'll tee up a time to, probably have a slightly more in-depth conversation about some of the stuff we touched on today after we put our heads together and we're not recording a live podcast.
Yeah, done, bro. Like, I'm always happy to have a chat.
And yeah.
Whatever way we can help, we will.
Sweet.
Awesome, man.
Right. Cheers, man. Thanks for your time.
Too easy. Thanks again. Thanks, guys.
We'll stay in touch.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
Yeah, bye.